Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It's January 25th, 3 p.m. on a Monday. I fucking didn't do one last week. I just totally forgot. I don't even have a good excuse, honestly. Truth be told, on Monday, I was dealing with this company about doing an integration in one of my future videos. So we were going back and forth. And then before I knew it, it was Tuesday. And I was like, someone tweeted me and was like, hey, where's the podcast? And I was like, fuck, that was supposed to go out yesterday. And I just didn't do it. Because you know why? Because I'm a piece of shit. That's why. I forgot. I'm a piece of shit. But anyway, some good news is that the video that I put out last week is doing pretty fucking well on the Facebook. It's got 1.7 million views, which is absurd. That's crazy. But it was funny because for that video, I wrote on my Facebook, I'm like, hey, send me topics of things you want me to talk about, blah, blah, blah. And some people suggested I talk about breastfeeding in public. So I talked about it briefly, and I was just kind of saying how, like, it's weird that people are offended by it. Like, oh, ma'am, put your goddamn tit away. My son's here, and he could see your tit, and now I have to explain to him what you're doing. Like, dude, fuck your dumb kid. Punch your kid in the face if he asks questions. How about that? You know? I gotta feed my fucking baby. Let people feed their baby. What is, like I said in the video, I was like, what is the alternative? Should you let it die? Let it starve? Because then they just start screaming and crying. And who the hell likes screaming babies? Especially like on a subway. Dude, oh my God. One time I got stuck on the subway. Literally, I'm not making this up. I was stuck on the train for 45 minutes. My old boss still thinks I made this fucking story up because I was so late to work. Actually, I wasn't late because I just turned around and went back home. I was like, fuck this shit. But I was on the train, and we were stuck in between stops. So it wasn't even like I could get off, get out, take a cab. We were stuck in between spots, stops. And there was a baby just fucking screaming. Ah! Ah! I was like, oh, my God. Like, if we were at a stop, and she did, because she didn't do a thing. The mom didn't do anything. Right? Nothing. Not give it a pacifier. Not like shove two fingers in its mouth to shut it up. Nothing. Not even look at it. She wasn't even looking at it. She was pretending like it wasn't hers. She like put it down and was like, whatever, that thing's yelling. What is that? She was pretending. She's like, I don't know that baby. She's screaming. But it was so weird. I'm like, oh my God, please just like yell at it. Make it, just tell it no. Something. Anything. She wasn't doing anything. If we were at a stop, I would have punched that baby square in the mouth and ran out of there. Because it's the worst. A baby screaming, and I was stuck on that goddamn train for 45 minutes, and this baby was just fucking screaming. It was annoying. But besides the point, feed your babies so they don't scream. That's what it comes down to. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I talked about breastfeeding, and I was pro-breastfeeding public. I don't think it's a big deal, blah, blah, blah. And a bunch of mothers were in the comments like, yeah, 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 he's right, yes. I'm proud to breastfeed and all this shit. And they just would leave comments like that and then pictures of them breastfeeding. So there was tits everywhere. There was like every four comments was like a picture of a tit. Like, I breastfeed and I'm proud. There was actually this one woman. It said, breastfeeding and proud. And anyone who doesn't like it, my son has a message for you. And it's a picture of this baby sucking on her tit and he's given the camera the middle finger at the same time, which was pretty fucking cool. This is probably the coolest baby probably ever, honestly. But so that's going on with the breastfeeding. Bunch of tits. The video's doing well. So it was a good week last week, you know? Except week went to shit. I'm like burping over here. The week went to shit when we got 28 inches of snow in New York City. Jeez, I gotta stop. 28 inches of snow in New York City. It was ridiculous. I didn't even like, because if you are from New York City, then you know that the meteorologists get on TV and they go, it's gonna be historic. Run to the fucking store and get bread and milk. Which is another thing. Like, all those people who run to the supermarket and just buy a year's supply of shit. Relax, man. It's not a fucking atom bomb. It's a snowstorm. You're chilling. But usually, you know, there's been times where they say, oh, we're getting a blizzard. It's going to be insane. 10 feet. Oh, my. You're going to not be able to go outside. And nothing happens. It, like, snows like an inch. There's a dusting. And you're like, this is horseshit, you know? And then you have to go to school. But this time, they were spot on. It was fucking nuts. I woke up. I look outside. I couldn't even see across the street because it was so windy and snowing. I was like, what the fuck is going on? It was blizzard-like conditions. Blizzard. So we decided, we're like, we were actually, me as a, like, as a family, we're like, let's just watch a movie, you know, make some cinnamon buns, get fat, you know, bunch of candy. My brother has, don't ask why, but there's a drawer in his dresser. It's a small drawer, but actually it's a good sized drawer. There's at least, I want to say 15 boxes of different kinds of candy in there. It's like a candy store. Like, you know, at a deli, you walk up and you just want to buy a thing of milk and you get to the fucking, the register. You look down, Skittles are staring at you in the face, packets of gum, fucking Snickers. That's exactly what that drawer is like. It's like, you don't want to eat any of it. You're like, I know this is all bad for me, but give me it all. And I had boxes and boxes of candy. It's disgusting. It's gross. I think I'm going to start doing 2-a-days in the gym, where in the morning I'll lift, and then in the afternoon, I would say around 5, 6 o'clock, I'll go there and just run for a half an hour, because I'm really trying to get down, and now I'm not. Like, now, I was like 181 the other day, and I was psyched, but now I'm back up there, 185, you know? I put 4 on. But it's not bad weight. I'm not like 185 and gross. Like, it's nice, you know? I really like the way that my body looks. I think I look as good as I've ever looked, maybe. But I'm trying to, like, cut it down. I'm trying to cut the weight so that there's more definition there. I'm not trying to be one of those, like, big dudes who are just, like, ripping out of shirts and, like, there's not really definition, but I could lift, like, a house. Like, I don't care about that, honestly. That's it. But, yeah, we were planning on watching a movie and just eating all the shit and getting fatter, but I was like, yo, let's, because my sister's boyfriend was there, and I was there with my brothers. I'm like, dude, let's make an igloo. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, all right, good. And we were like, fuck the movie. Let's go outside. So we went outside and start making an igloo, which is way harder than you think it is. First of all, I know what you're thinking. First of all, we didn't even really make an igloo. It was kind of like a fort, but that had snow walls. But what we did was, there's like a big bin that we have that we put in the back room, like with dirty laundry goes in it or whatever. And we bring that outside. We would fill it up with snow and then pack it all in and then turn it upside down. Like you're at the beach making a sandcastle, you know what I mean? And then just stack them on top of each other. And we got it pretty fucking high. And then we did that, and then we stacked the front, and then we put a rug over the top and then put a hoe. Which is the right term, a hoe, not a promiscuous woman, a garden tool, sticking straight up to hold the rug up, and we just chilled inside, and we were just drinking the entire day. As we were building it, me and my brother, like, split a bottle of Jameson, and I was, like, warm as hell, and I think that may be, like, a myth, but I don't know. I was warm as shit. Like, I was drunk and warm as shit. We had beers, we had Jameson, we had Bacardi, like we're freshmen in high school on a party bus. It was so, we were passing around a bottle of like Dragonberry Bacardi. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was very like, you're on a party bus your freshman year of high school and you're like, let's have a drink. And it's like that shit. Like, that's what we were drinking. It was weird. It was in my house. We were like, fuck it. We're like, can't go to the store. So let's just drink what we have. And a little bottle of Ciroc too. It was disgusting. Yeah. Two of my friends showed up and then we just hung out in there for hours. Just hung out in the fucking fort. The walls were like concrete. You couldn't knock them down. It was awesome. I really liked it a lot. It's still out there. The snow is so compacted in those walls. That fucking fort's going to be there until probably next winter. Honestly, it's going to be in the summer. We can go out, hang out in the fort. It'll be fine. And it was cool because it was the wind was whipping. It was like fucking crazy. I just watched The Revenant not too long ago, so that's what I felt like. so in the fort was beautiful. You could take your hat and gloves off. That's how, like, you know, I wouldn't say it was, like, warm, but it wasn't freezing in there. It was nice because we had six dudes in there. It was dope. Six dudes in one hole holding up the rug. It was dope. Took a speaker in there, blasting some Billy Joel. It was real white. It was one of the whitest things I've ever done. It was sick. I liked it a lot. But it was nuts. And then, you know, the next day, like, we did that all day. And we came in, watched the movie. I fell asleep at like 10:30. It was shot. But the next day, you had to wake up. Now you got to start shoveling. Oh, my God. When you're a kid, snow's great. Because you don't got to do shit. You just go out, play. The only thing you have to worry about is not eating yellow snow. Like, don't eat the dog piss snow. That's it. That's the only worry you have. But other than that, nothing. We have to dig out the cars. We had to shovel our walkway and the sidewalk. Shovel the backyard. Shovel the old neighbor's yard. Because if he does it, his spine will snap in half. Then we'll have to rush him to the hospital. Oh, God, it's awful. And you know what else sucks? When you're, like, it almost happened to me, but it didn't. And some guy who's a hero saved my life. I shoveled my walkway and the sidewalk. And then my neighbor, who's really old, so he started doing some of it. And I was like, I'll do it. Don't worry about it. Like, don't kill yourself. So we shoveled, me and a couple of my friends, we shoveled his walkway and his sidewalk. And as we're walking back to my house, this Chinese lady, well, she's Asian. I know they get all, like, she could have been anything. Could have been Korean, Japanese. I can't really tell. She was something. And she was like, hey, hey, hey. And I was like, fuck. She's about to ask me to dig out her car for her. And she was like, can you help me? And that's all I heard. And I turned around and she wasn't looking at me, which was great news because I didn't want to do it. And here comes this guy. I'm not kidding. It sounds like a movie. There's a guy in ski goggles and a one-piece USA flag patterned thing. I don't know what it is. Like a snowsuit. And it's got the United States flag like all over it. Right? And he's like, I'll help you, ma'am. And he had like a red and blue shovel. This guy was ready. Like, he was, this was the one day he wanted out of the year. I have never, and he was on my block too the entire day. I've never seen this man before in my entire life. I've lived here for 23 years. He comes walking down the block. I'll help you, ma'am. In this suit, just like ready. And he helped her, which was great. But it was so weird. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He just had this suit on. He was just so ready for the snow. He probably helped 400 people that day. But the worst part about shoveling was the driveway. Our driveway in the back, we never use. We used to have a pool back there, but we knocked it down. It sounds way bigger than it actually is. My pool was the size of like a really big mug. Literally, I'm not kidding. If I'm stretched out like fully, like laying down, I could touch both sides of it. But it was above the ground pool. It was, you know, it was a nice little puddle to jump into after you're coming home from the park playing basketball with your friends. It was nice, but we got rid of it. So it snowed, like, there was like a snow drift and the wind was blowing. So there was like 4 feet back there and we have to get rid of it because I don't know if it was last year or the year before, it snowed a lot and we didn't shovel back there because we were like, why the fuck are we shoveling back there? No one could slip and fall and die back there. So whatever. And it got really cold at night and the snow like froze. Right. So it got really hard. And then, hello. And then, I'm so immature. And then, it rained the next day, like pouring rain. And we have a drain back there and there's drains everywhere. You know, it's New York City, but they were all frozen over. So the water was just rising and we had like, I want to say 5 inches of water in our basement, just like, because it was rushing through the back door. It went, came through the garage into my room. It was all fucked up. It was terrible. I remember being out there with boots on, like the entire family, It was like me, my brothers, my sister, my dad, and my mom just out there like trying to save the house. It looked like in those pirate movies when it gets a hole and like everyone's like dumping water out. It was like, it was ridiculous. And the water was freezing. It was like fucking Titanic. It was insane. Somebody help us! Remember that scene in Titanic? That was us. It was fucking freezing. We had to push all the water out. I was out there with a sledgehammer, sledgehammering the ice, trying to free up the drain so we can get the water out. It was fucking, it was so bad. And now the same thing's going to happen again. We pushed out all the snow that's in the driveway, but the drain in the middle of the alleyway is the one that gets majority of the fucking rain. But our entire alleyway is filled with snow, 2 feet high. So once it rains, it's going to be, and we're at the bottom of a hill. Once it rains, it's going to fucking slide right in to our house, and we're going to be taking on water. Everything I own is going to be fucked. It's going to be great. I hope it doesn't rain. That's it. That's all I do. I hope it doesn't. But yeah. Also, guys, I don't know if you've noticed, but the Super Bowl's coming up. I'm pretty excited. Actually, I'm not that excited. I'm actually excited. You know why? I just fucking had like a little battle with myself there. I'm excited. I really like Cam Newton. He was my fantasy quarterback for like half the year on the Panthers. But I don't know how the fuck Peyton Manning and his dumb arm are in the Super Bowl. That guy, I don't know what the hell's going on. They must give him insane amount of drugs in his arm. They must have a needle 3 feet long, and they stick that shit right into his shoulder blade and pump some shit into him, and he can't feel a thing. Because I don't know how this guy's still throwing. He's old as hell. He's got, like, neck surgery. He says he can't feel his fingers, and that's why he wears gloves. And this guy's in the Super Bowl. What the fuck? Oh, my God. What's going on, man? But I don't really know what I'm going to do for the Super Bowl. I had this plan of what I was going to do, but I don't know if I'm going to do it because, first of all, now there's fucking snow everywhere, right? The Super Bowl's in, like, 3 weeks or some shit. So there's snow everywhere. Also, it's fucking freezing. It's been freezing these past couple of days. But I had this idea that in my backyard, because I have a deck that hangs over like half of my backyard. So I was going to hang a projector screen and get a projector and project the Super Bowl using the projector. Just a projector like 400 fucking times. I'm getting a fucking projector and a screen so we could watch the game outside. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to fucking say. And I was also going to rent bleachers so that it felt real. Like we were at a football game. And just do that and have, you know, everything set up. Because I have people over for the Super Bowl every year. Like, we've been doing it for years now where everyone just comes to my house. My house is like a hotel. People come in and out of this place all the fucking time. I don't even know who's here. There was one time I went to the deli. I came home. My friend Dominic was sitting on my couch. I was like, how the fuck did you even get in here? But on Sundays, everyone usually comes over and we watch the games at my house. And we either order food or, like, my mom makes something. Like, it's great. So for the Super Bowl, I was like, well, let's do something crazy and get a projector, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think that's going to go down. But usually how the day goes is we set up 2 tables in the backyard. And we're out there maybe at, like, 11 a.m. And we start drinking. Last year, my friend Dominic showed up. It was just me and him. We played one-on-one flip cup for probably like an hour. We were ripped, like just chugging beers. And we were drunk before anyone got there. And we were both wearing onesies. So I think we're going to keep the tradition alive because I have a bunch of onesies. Don't ask why. I'm a fucking grown man. I have tons of onesies. Not tons. I have like 5 though, which is 5 too many. You know, maybe 4 too many. Maybe you have one onesie that you own because it was like a joke. And like, you're like, oh, got a onesie. And like, you did it for the Instagram picture. But I have 5. All right. I don't think I've bought any of them either, which is weird. Actually, I bought one of them. I bought one that it's a black one. and it's got penguin on the feet. That's the one that I wore. I also have one now. I have a new one. That's a Superman one. It's got a cape. Are you fucking kidding me? When have you ever had the opportunity to wear a cape? Never. That's exactly why I have it. I don't know what the fuck's going on, though. I think the Panthers are going to beat the shit out of the Broncos, for what it's worth. I don't know if everyone listening likes sports, or like they fake like sports for the guy that they talk to, or whatever. You know? If someone asks you a question, say, hey, Cam Newton's going to beat the shit out of the Broncos. That's what I think is going to happen. But I also thought that my Giants would make the playoffs. I was wrong there. Fucking Redskins. What a joke, yo. Oh, my God. Also, I don't know if you guys noticed, but I've been posting these articles on the Facebook page, on my Facebook page. They, like, people were like, oh, fucking clickbait, bro. What the fuck is this, man? You're going to lose fans, bro. I guess they're clickbait in a way. Yeah, sure. Because I do get paid from these things where, like, if people look at them, you get paid based on engagement. You get paid on based on engagement on these, which is fine. You know, whatever, man. I only put them up for like a day and I take them down. Because it's a nice little extra money every month, you know? But here's the thing. People are like, oh, dude, clickbait, you fucking sell out. Or like, oh, whatever the fuck they say. But that's horseshit. You know why? Because this company, right? I told them straight up. I'm like, listen, no one's going to have access to my account. Because there's pages like celebrity pages and like whatever. Like Kevin Hart's page. If you ever go to Kevin Hart's page, pretty much 90% of the things that are posted on that, he's not posting. Someone has access to it and they post it for him so he can make money off of it, blah, blah, blah. But I told them, I'm like, no one's getting access to my page. I'm not meeting any quota. I'm not posting every day. I'm not doing any of that shit. I've had this contract with them for like the whole month of January. I've posted maybe 4 articles. So I was like, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. I'm not going to post anything that's just like bullshit. Like, you'll never see me post something like, oh, the best way to hug your babe or some dumb fucking shit like that. I have someone send me links every other day, like a bunch of links. If I like something, I'll post it, you know? Like, I posted something. It was like gay dudes touch vaginas for the first time. That's fucking hilarious. I was dying. So I was like, hey, why not share this and also, you know, get paid from it? Why not? But I hate that when people just bug out and they're like, dude, what the fuck is this, bro? You're going to lose fans. Like, why, dude? Fuck you. You piece of shit. Oh, God. I'm losing my fucking mind, guys. Honestly, it's ridiculous. But yeah, this is the latest one that I posted. It's on the Facebook page right now. I'm actually going to take it down by the time that this goes out, but it's like photos of drug lords' children's Instagrams, that's way too many plural words right there. Drug lords' children's Instagrams. I mean, I guess that makes sense, but it is like wild. But in this article, right, there's just pictures of luxurious things. The first picture is a guy driving a Porsche, and there's a fucking baby lion, which is a cub. There's a cub chewing on the steering wheel as he's driving. Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, how rich do you have to be to get a cub? And that's not the only... There's a bunch of them that have tigers. This one girl has a tiger. What the fuck? How do you get so rich? You're like, fuck it. Not birds, not lizards. I don't want a dog or a cat. Well, they're cats, but I don't want a regular cat. I want a fucking Bengali tiger, you know, to play with and take pictures with and just to have around. And I also just want to have something that maybe could kill me if it got really upset. Like, if we forget to feed it, it's going to kill me. I don't know why people get pets like that. Like, you know those people that... they go into the jungle and hang out with gorillas for like a year of their lives to study them. Dude, they're gorillas. They're gorillas. Do you know what that means? That means, like, if you get on their nerves and they fucking smack you with 50% of their strength, your head turns into dust. It's a gorilla. I went to Disney World this year, this summer, and I went and I saw a gorilla in person. It was like 20 yards from me. I'm like looking at this thing like, this thing could literally fold me and put me in its pocket. Crush me. You know how strong they are? And some crazy white bitch is like, I'm going to go into the middle of the jungle and just hang out with them for a year and write a book. You're not going to get home. You're not gonna make it. I mean, they've made it. They do. But I don't know how. Like, they always show, like, Discovery Channel, you're watching it, and she's like, yeah, she's always wearing, like, all beige. You ever seen those people who go and study gorillas? They all wear all beige. They don't wear any colors, just beige, right? She's in there hanging out. Gorilla comes out of the background. Cameraman shits himself. Camera shakes real quick. And then this gorilla just walks over and is, like, picking bugs out of her hair and eating them. Like, what the fuck? Dude, what did you do? Or that video of those guys who they raised, like, a lion. It was a lion. They raised a lion from birth and then set it free. And then they found it in the wild, like, years after, right? Years. Like, 5 years later. I don't know the exact time. It could have been longer than that. They went into the wild, right? And found this fucking tiger. I don't know how. Maybe they put like a GPS tracking device in its ass or something. But they found it. And they're like, oh, yeah. Which we raised it, so it's totally going to be fine. And they walk over to it. And the tiger looks at them, right? And then it starts creeping towards them. With the shoulders. You know when like lions are like attacking like a buffalo or some shit? Like their shoulders start going where they're like walking, but like their face is low and their shoulders are just, they have crazy shoulder blades. And it's doing that shit towards them. And then it starts sprinting at them. And they're smiling, ho ho, Charlie, or whatever the fuck his name was. And this lion jumps on one of them and starts hugging him. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Dude, those guys have some set of testicles. Jesus. Tiger runs at me. I don't care if I've been best friends with this tiger for 20 fucking years. I'm shitting myself and also assuming that I'm about to die. This fucking tiger jumped up and hugged him. So happy to see him. He had fucking invited him in his home. Hey, come check out this hut that I built with my family. Here's the cubs. Here's the wife. None of the tigers are like, fuck, I don't know these guys, and eat them. None of them do that. They're all like, oh, okay, cool. What's up, guys? Yeah, whatever. Like, it's insane, man. I don't know. But, you know, I'm jealous because I would like a tiger or a lion or both. A tiger and a lion. Or some sort of mixed breed, like a Tion or a Liger. Ooh, Liger, that's what it's called. That would be sick, you know. But, yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore, guys. I should get the fuck out of here. I need to go back to the gym. I haven't even eaten today. I had Fruit Loops. Fucking Fruit Loops. Dude, how many times am I going to do this? I do this all the time. It's like 4 o'clock, and I'm like, I haven't eaten anything except a granola bar. It's disgusting. Don't do that, guys. Eat your breakfast. Most important meal of the day. All that shit. Whatever. But I'm getting the fuck out of here. I don't know what's going on iTunes. Honestly, I don't know. I'm going to try right now after I'm done recording this and try to resubmit my podcast to it. But I think they fucked me out of iTunes, which is totally fine. I don't give a shit. Fuck you guys. Actually, you know, I don't mean that. I'm sorry. If you're listening, please help me. But it's on SoundCloud, so if anyone asks, just tell them soundcloud.com/thebasementyard. And if you guys are interested in sports, I do run a sports podcast with a couple of my friends called Veterans Minimum, which is also on iTunes or SoundCloud. That one is still on iTunes, so it's Veterans Minimum. We do a show every week. Comes out every Friday, I think. Thursday or Friday. Friday, I think. But yeah, so go check that out. Also, there's another podcast that I'm on with a female comedian named Kate Wolf. It's called Invasion of Privacy. That one is more the serious side of Joe. It's not really jokes. It's not all jokes and whistles. I don't know what that means, but it's not all jokes and whistles. It's the serious side of Joe. So you guys could check that out also. That's called Invasion of Privacy. That's also on SoundCloud and iTunes. Everything's on SoundCloud and iTunes. My shit, The Basement Yard, is only on SoundCloud because iTunes went, fuck you, you got too many now. Fuck you, all right? So that's what happened. But anyway, as always, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.